All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, a very, very interesting and dicey topic came up last week when the Big Ten Conference began looking into making freshmen ineligible in men's basketball along with football. Now, prior to 1972, freshmen were ineligible at every collegiate sport. But to me, when you hear this, this is simply another way of glorified slavery. Okay, a few years ago, the NBA implemented a rule that players had to be at least 19 years of age and out of high school for at least 1 year before they were eligible to declare for the NBA draft. And ever since that has come down the pike, we have seen numerous one and done guys, which to me by itself has made a joke of the whole process, because you're making somebody go to school that really does not want to be there. At the same time, this person only has to be eligible or really go to school for one semester, the fall semester, and keep his eligibility up by having a 2.0 or better, and then he knows that he's going to the NBA draft. And these kids come in basketball-wise and football-wise, and it's the same thing. And it's a situation where these kids already have the ability to go out there and make money. And generally, parents will tell their kids to go to school to increase their earning power. But you're talking to an 18, 19-year-old kid right now that already has the ability to maximize his earning power. So why should that person be penalized? And, you know, administrators and coaches alike are going to sit back and say, well, it's going to give them an opportunity to get comfortable. From the basketball standpoint, these kids shouldn't be there because some of these kids have the ability to make money as a pro athlete as it is. And I know some people are going to say, from the NBA standpoint, well, you know, we've seen a lot of guys come out after 1 year or come straight out of high school, and it's really tough to gauge. Well, my whole thing is this: improve your scouting. That's what I would say to them. Now, from the NFL aspect, of course, the National Football League has its rules where a player, for him to be eligible for the NFL draft, has to be out of high school for at least 3 years. And, you know, the game speed and the physicality and the overall strength that is involved, you're not going to have a guy that simply goes from high school to the National Football League and thinks that he is going to excel. I understand the fact of 3 years there, but you know, you've seen it more and more in the NFL draft recently where underclassmen are declaring. And it's the same as in basketball as it is in football. It comes down to money. Like I said before, men's basketball and football are the top two money makers in collegiate athletics. And these kids don't receive any of that money. If administrators and pro leagues want these kids to stay in school a little bit longer, pay them. It's that simple. Give them their piece of the pie. And I know people are going to go out there and say, well, they get a scholarship, this, that, and the third. But as a student athlete, and I use that term very loosely here, you don't live the normal life of a college student. You are basically dedicated to the sport that you are playing or working for on campus. So it's a situation, you know what, these kids deserve to be compensated for their services. Now you look at the NCAA tournament, which is coming up next month, and that is a big revenue maker for the world of college basketball. What would happen if these kids didn't play? The NCAA and the institutions alike would lose money out of the wazoo. It's the same thing now in college football. We saw this new college football playoff unveil this season, and it was a booming success on the field and financially as well. So there is more than enough money to go around for these kids. But to me, it just adds to the overall hypocrisy that is the NCAA. You talk about these student athletes, and you know, you really don't give these kids leverage. They choose to attend a school and play for a certain coach, but if that coach decides to leave, he can up and leave and take a new job right away. But those same kids, if they want to transfer, they have to sit out of here. And a lot of times those coaches can make the decisions as far as where those kids can or cannot transfer to. So, you know, it's an overall hypocrisy right here. You want these kids to stay there. They already have the skills to move on and make a dollar or two from their from their athletic skills. And then at the same time, if they take an additional money, or if they take food or something like that, or a gift for somebody, then all of a sudden they're deemed ineligible and they're looked upon as the bad guy. I don't buy it. Plain and simple, I don't buy it. And I think this is another opportunity by the NCAA and their power institutions, such as the Big Ten, to quote unquote flex their muscles. Now, basketball wise, I would love to see more kids do what Brandon Jennings, point guard for the Detroit Pistons, what he did a few years ago. He shunned college basketball altogether, and he decided to go overseas and play ball for a year before coming back to the States and being drafted by the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, he did say that it was very difficult in his time over there playing overseas in Europe, but the bottom line is he was getting a paycheck, and that's something that you're not going to get here if you just go to school. And I really would like to see more people like the Ed O'Bannons of the world, who have really tried to fight the NCAA recently, put their foot down, because the bottom line is enough, and this is ridiculous. It's all about the dollar, and there is money there. These kids need to be compensated for what they do on the playing field, because they are bringing in a ton of money to these institutions and to the NCAA. Folks, I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, you can follow me on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on there and follow me, I will have no problems in following you right back. And if you're on Facebook, be sure to check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.